Welcome back to the Technology Equals Equality podcast. I'm your host, Lori Brooks, and this is audio blog number 26, finding and supporting small businesses in your community. Welcome back, Techie Community, and thank you so much for joining me here for audio blog number 26, finding and supporting small businesses in your community. I hope you guys had a great week. And I hope you also had the opportunity to check out episode number 83 with Stephen Worley of Life Skills That Matter. If you're an entrepreneur or even think of becoming an entrepreneur, if you have no business idea and you have just dreamt of maybe becoming an entrepreneur, head on over to lifeskillsthatmatter.com. Check out Stephen Worley. He has a 30-day accelerator program coming up later this month that can help you turn your regular old life skills into a new income. So be sure to check out episode number 83 with Stephen Worley of Life Skills That Matter. Last week, before the New England Patriots' whole COVID-19 outbreak, I was actually watching the football game with my husband, and one of the commercials for supporting your local small businesses popped up. And my husband turned to me, and he states, well, I don't know if it was really a statement or a question, but he says, I know we support small businesses. That's my husband's voice for the show. I didn't really know if it was like a question or a statement. It was kind of just an awkward moment. And he paused. And so I paused too, because I wasn't sure if I was supposed to respond or engage. But it seemed like he was waiting for me to engage. So I responded with, yeah. The response I gave to his next question was what really prompted me to go ahead and create this. What he asked was how it was I was finding so many local small business owners and entrepreneurs to interview. He wanted to know how it was that other people go about finding local businesses if they can't actually get out and go find them anymore like they used to. My husband is not one to talk shop. Listening to me drone on and on about a procedure creation is not something he's super interested in, which is totally understandable. And side note, this is totally unrelated to the blog, but yes, the recognition and respect of the fact that he's not that interested in it is how you maintain a happy marriage, or part of it anyways. It's like when he's trying to describe a gameplay to me as if I really am interested. It doesn't matter what game it is. I just don't care. I'm not that interested. Now granted, I will listen to him as he does me, but recognizing and respecting the fact that the other person is probably not that interested is part of maintaining a happy marriage. So anyways, when he actually asked me to explain a procedure in the middle of a football game, the Patriots at that, almost fainted. Literally almost fainted. But I was way too excited to faint. Instead, I dove headfirst in and began detailing the multiple ways and systems of design to go about locating and vetting guests for the show. I found myself gushing about one method, and I realized that it was really one of the perfect bits of information to share with you guys. If you're like my husband and you're curious about how to find local small businesses without scouring your neighborhood creepily or searching one street at a time via Google Maps, it's time you check out alignable.com. Yes, it's very true that you can find small businesses all over the internet. There are more and more small businesses and entrepreneurs popping up on multiple social media platforms daily. But what I've noticed is that when you attempt to filter those audiences on other platforms, the ability to single out small business owners or executives, in other words, the actual founders of any sort of practice, it's difficult, it's diluted, it's filled with sales managers and ops managers and things of that sort versus the actual founder, the actual small business owner. It's not that you can't. Obviously you can, especially on LinkedIn, you can. But it's a little bit different when it comes to Alignable. When I want to shop with or support local small businesses, I generally begin by reviewing the newest members of my favorite online community, Alignable.com. The platform provides a very quick way to spot and support entrepreneurs and small business owners in your local community. This is strictly a community of entrepreneurs and small business owners. That doesn't mean you can't browse the community and find local businesses. You totally 100% can. In fact, I 100% encourage you to go out and find, or go onto Alignable, I should say, and find the small businesses in your area and support them in any way that you can. If you're an entrepreneur or small business owner, and oh, let me rewind. When I say support small business owners in any way that you can, yes, going out and purchasing their products is an excellent way to support a local small business owner. However, there are multiple different ways to support them, much like what I do with the podcast by providing an episode and free marketing for a couple of weeks. It's just a simple way that I can assist in getting their name out there. And no matter how many contacts they run across, it's just a way that I can help. So if you're a small business owner or an entrepreneur and you're not on Alignable, I'm not really sure what it is you're waiting for. If you are waiting for an invitation, here it is. Please join us. The Alignable.com platform allows members to quickly and easily grow a business network and find networking opportunities. Members can quickly and easily create a profile for your business, and the platform immediately, as soon as you create your profile and you're all set up, it automatically notifies all the other members of your local community via email that you've arrived. The email is literally just a quick little alert to the existing members to provide them with an opportunity to connect with you if they happen to feel that there's a networking opportunity. So it's a platform that creates this two-way opportunity for you to connect with people without you even having to try to market for yourself. They produce a weekly newsletter that is packed with events in your community or events that are posted by the local community members. They have tons of useful information, and it really helps you introduce and grow your practice. The community is geared towards getting your local, and again, it's local, community of small business owners and entrepreneurs connected, with a built-in search feature at that. The search feature is geared towards finding businesses that are not in your immediate contact list, finding a business that you're thinking of. So say you're looking for a photographer for a particular event. You can go on to Alignable, search for photographers, and you will achieve that list rather quickly. Not photography studios, not their secretaries or admins, but the actual photographers themselves. The invite feature also allows for you to, of course, invite contacts in your address book that are not already on Alignable. You can search for people who are on Alignable, and you can also invite people to Alignable. The search feature is not limited in the same manner to just your local community. The search feature will start off in your local community, but it will grow from there and allow for you to look further out. I believe, however, that there's a premium membership, or there's three tiers of premium memberships that are associated with Alignable. But to become a member, to just start off in your local community and use all of the features, it's absolutely free. There's not one fee involved to start on Alignable, and you have access to everything in your local community. The premium memberships are for when you are looking to go outside of the immediate zone of your local community. So I think it's a radius of like 20 miles or something like that. I don't know. It could be smaller than that. I could be really exaggerating there. But if you want to know the specifics, even more of a reason for you to head on over to Alignable.com. Again, there's absolutely no fees to just become a member. The wider the radius, the more the premium membership fee. But all of the local features are absolutely free. No, this is not a sponsored ad. No, I am not receiving any compensation for this article, this blog, this piece. It's just a bit of information that I thought you guys could use and I haven't shared with you already. Now, if you've already joined us on Alignable, reach out. I'd love to connect with you. If you haven't, go get over there. Join us. We're waiting. We're excited to have you join. You guys can thank my husband for this piece. This blog was literally only the last bit of what I was droning on about during the game. This was the last bit that I shared with him before I took off to go ahead and write this piece for you guys. Like I said, I don't know what you're waiting for. If it was for an invitation, here it is. Join us, please. We'd love to have you. If you're looking for the small businesses and entrepreneurs in your neighborhood to join a conversation, to shop or to provide your support in any way you can and avoid suspiciously roaming the streets of Google Maps, check out alignable.com. And if you're in the Boston area, please don't hesitate to connect. I look forward to it. Next week, we have an opportunity to chat with Nick Pavlidis, a lawyer turned ghostwriter. So how do you make the decision to go from a lawyer in line for a partner position to a ghostwriter guru who is now transforming lives of every single client? Tune in next week to hear the journey on episode number 84. And don't forget to subscribe, like, and share if you are enjoying the show. And until our next episode, when we continue to hear the journey, find the pain, and create solutions, enjoy the week. Thank you.